Join the conversation at everydaynovelist.com. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find the host at J.D. Sawyer on Minds.com, or hit him up at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 673. Today we hear from Ian, who asks,
on the question of systems, what is your workflow and toolkit? Could you walk us through everything from you starting to write in OpenOffice to the final product via editors, covers, layout, etc.?
Oh, well, let's see. I start to write either in OpenOffice or in a text editor if I happen to have a text editor to hand and not OpenOffice. I guess it's technically LibreOffice now. Then when that's done, that goes to whoever it is that's proofing and or beta-ing the book. The comments come back. Still in OpenOffice, I read them, decide what to do with them, triage them, integrate them, make any changes I need to make. Run a final spell check and a search for any tags I've left myself. I usually do that in hard brackets. Then I open up Sigil and I copy it out into Sigil and make the ebook. Actually, last time I did this, I saved it as an EPUB direct from OpenOffice and then gussied up the ebook and applied our house style sheets in Sigil, and that actually worked pretty well, so that'll probably be what I do from now on. Once the ebook is done, it goes over to Kitty, who puts the paperback layout together based on the XML in the EPUB. And depending on the book, one or the other of us does the cover art.
Or both.
Frequently both. Yeah, we do collaborate on those a lot. And depending on what kind of cover art it is, it depends on what tools we use. Sometimes there's Blender, sometimes there's GIMP, sometimes there's a photographic safari I go out on, or I spend some time hunting through my private stock library for elements. Sometimes it's a digital painting done in Krita. Frequently it will be elements of all of these things, along with some Inkscape work for vector graphics when that's necessary. These all get put together and made into the cover art in GIMP, and then that's the cover art including the titling for the ebook, and then the graphics without the titling go into Scribus to make up the cover for the wraparound cover for the paper book. And those get vector elements for the fonts because that renders a lot sharper with the printers. At some point along around this point in the process, I write the back cover copy, and the ebook gets uploaded with a release date set. Then the paperback gets PDF'd and out of LaTeX. The cover gets PDF'd out of Scribus, and that goes up to the printer, and then that's done. That's the whole thing. And of course, for the audiobook, there's a lot of hours in the booth with the EPUB on my Kobo, and then editing. I do noise cleanup and Audacity, and we edit in Ardour, and it masters out, and then it goes up to Findaway and Audible. And that's the whole deal. Did I miss anything, Kitty?
No, because we haven't optioned it off to Hollywood or written a play out of any of our works or anything like that, or graphic novel, or, you know, we haven't done any of those other things, so
we do have a lot of those kind of sitting in the hopper to do at various stages of completion, but we haven't decided when they're going to come out yet.
When we clone me.
Well, yeah, there's that. We do have those film scripts, though, that we should gussy up and release. The original Down from 10 scripts. The Hunting Kestrel script is really not releasable.
No.
But we do have those short film scripts. We ought to use those as the basis for some short graphic novels.
Ooh, yeah.
From the Lights Out project. Anyway, so that's about how it goes. I wish I had more to say, but that's really it. I'm very into making the process as straightforward and streamlined as possible. I do not like my tools getting in my way.
One of the benefits of that is that we can add more types of product without complicating our lives.
Yes.
Too much, because if we were doing super complicated processes for every type of project, we'd explode.
Yeah, by having each tool be simple and straightforward and having very few of them, it makes it easy to branch the projects for different things, to take a sidestep into Kickstarter, to take a sidestep into podcasts, to any of that stuff, and hopefully graphic novels before too long. So it keeps us flexible, keeps everything configurable. But mostly I like to keep the tools out of the way. And one of the problems with a lot of the fancy tools everybody likes is that they get in your way. For the series Bibles, I use a wiki specifically so that I don't have to have it cluttering up my manuscripts. Because I'm never going to go back and look at those manuscripts again. And nobody does. Nobody does. Once you're done with a project, you want to be done with it. Everybody hates going back and reading their old books, especially for work reasons. So taking the reference material and putting it in the wiki means you don't have to go poring through old manuscripts to find details that you missed. And then I also strip everything, you know, all the deleted scenes out, stuff that I like but couldn't find a place for in that book. And I've got a rotating boneyard I keep in another set of documents. My document tree is a series of file folders. My series Bibles are wikis. It's all dead simple. It's dead simple, and you can tell what it is by looking at it, and you don't have to learn any new programs, which also makes us future-proof, because as long as we can edit XML, which you can do with a text editor, everything we have is usable. And for the graphics, as long as you can edit industry-standard graphics formats, everything is usable. We will never be obsoleted out of our data again. That happened once in 1998, and that was all it took. Never again. So since then, it's been all open file formats, simple tools built in a modular workflow. And oh, the time and money it saved us over the years, I can't begin to tell you. So for what it's worth, sorry, forgive the rant. It's a topic near and dear to my heart, as you may have noticed. Hopefully you find that helpful or useful in some way. And thanks for the question. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.